Guy, are you listening? Are you listening? If you're not listening, then see your life. And of course, I've decided to redirect my podcast to a conversation on Afrobeats, the African genre dominating the global music scene. And as a fan or mshabiki in Swahili, you can expect to hear my take, interviews, and banter on all matters surrounding Afrobeats. And of course, you're listening to the Afro Banter Beats podcast with Bobby Nishimwe. And it is not banter, it is banter. Please, Guy, don't vex me now. All right, well, Demi, thank you so much for coming on to Afro Banta Beats. Very excited to have you on. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Well, it's great hearing your voice. I know it's been a while since we've actually seen each other. You know, you used to do some DJ events here at Georgetown and sort of around the DC area, but I feel like with COVID and things are getting back to normal, but just slowly opening up a little bit. So great to be able to have this conversation with you today.
Right, it's getting better, man. I appreciate this. So I'm actually coming to your school very soon, too.
Really?
I'm teaching in your school. I think it's the 18th.
Yep.
Yeah, 18th. Yes, I'm going to be there for sure.
All right. Well, I'm excited for that. First, I have to say for the people listening, Demi, who professionally goes by the DJ name of DJ 3004, is probably one of the best, if not the best, DJ I've ever experienced in all my years here in DC, in the DMV area. Like every single time I hear that Demi is going to be at some event or Demi is DJing, I just know it's going to be something. And I've seen it with my own eyes and sort of just how Demi almost has like a fan base, if you will. I mean, how do you, do you ever feel that way? Of like you almost have like a fan base of people who are just like, if Demi's going to be there, if he's going to be the DJ, like I'm going to be there as well. Do you feel that, a sense of having some sort of fan base?
Not necessarily, but a lot of people don't. I don't think I have a fan base, but I just know, I know a couple people, I know a lot of people, so. They're more like my friends, honestly. So when they see that I'm doing something, they just say, oh, I'm a cool for you. So that's how it usually is. Yeah. I'm always excited to DJ anywhere, though. And people like to come, so that's fine.
Could you talk a little bit about where you're from?
I'm in Niger, but I mean, we lost in AFCON. We're not going to talk about that, but yeah, we won't talk about that, but I'm a Niger boy, born in Chicago, but I live in Oscar. I moved to Lagos about six, seven years ago, but I'm based in the United States, so. Yeah, three locations.
Wow. But well, you're an internationally facing DJ. I guess we'll call you that.
Well, I guess so.
And Demi, so what is growing up in Ibadan? Is that how you pronounce it? What was that like as a young child?
Ibadan is pretty cool, actually. Everyone is pretty close in Ibadan. Ibadan is a really big city, but like everyone kind of knows each other because I don't know. The schools are just kind of connected. Like, there's just certain schools that have a relationship with other people in, like, other schools. Like, you know, your friend, Alero. You know Alero, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Alero went to ACA. I went to Marilla. Those are kind of schools that, like, kind of closely connected because, you know, it's, like, just, like, similar people with, like, similar backgrounds that go to those schools. That's how Ibadan really was. It's more so, yeah, everyone was pretty close to Ibadan. Everyone knows each other. It's big, but it's pretty small.
Why did you end up coming to the States? Was that for undergrad or something else?
I've always been coming to the States. It wasn't my first time coming, but I decided to completely move here when I went into after high school, basically.
Yeah.
So higher education, I wanted to do it here. So I've been here for about almost 7 years now. But I'd always been coming here every summer and stuff like that. Maybe some Christmases. I've been coming here since I was 10, so yeah.
So you're a local man. You're a local man of the States then.
For sure.
Sort of you come here and then obviously you kind of fully move to the States and you start school at uni. So when did you start DJing?
2015, I believe. Mm-hmm. I think it was 2015 I decided to actually take it like really seriously because I've always, on my mom's laptop, I used to download this thing called Virtual DJ. A lot of people know it, but like the first, like the old one, I used to use that on my mom's laptop. And I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just playing around with it. And then after high school, I got an internship at a radio station called Space FM in Ibadan. And yeah, I was just interning there, walked into one of the studios one of those days, and I saw a DJ there. And from there, I just asked him to teach me like the basics. And it took me about maybe 2-3 weeks to learn the basics, and
yeah.
from there I started to grow. But that's how it really started from my internship. I was straight out of high school.
And was Afrobeat sort of your main forte in terms of DJing, or did you kind of experience with all kinds of genre when you started out DJing?
Well, growing up in Nigeria, obviously Afrobeat has to come first. So
right.
for sure, but I knew I wasn't going to stay in Nigeria. So, and I've always been, you know, I've always been listening to other music, not just Nigerian music I listen to. I'm a big fan of like rap, hip hop, anything pop. Yeah, even EDM. I like some EDM too. I used to listen to a lot of Avicii like, growing up and stuff. So yeah, I've always been listening to a lot of stuff like that. So I wouldn't say I was necessarily just stuck in Afro beats, but yeah, I always had an open ear. I was going to branch out regardless.
And currently right now, do you DJ full-time or part-time?
I'll have to say, okay, I guess it's part-time. I guess it's part-time because from Monday to, I'll say Monday to Thursday, I'm doing school stuff, straight school in my books. And then from Friday, maybe sometimes Thursday night, from Friday, Thursday night to Sunday, I'm out, you know, working. Every weekend I'm doing something. So I'll say part-time, half and half, school halfway. DJing halfway.
When did you realize that Afrobeats or DJing was something that you wanted to do as a career, or you wanted to really invest a lot of time into sort of going forward?
Oh, when I found out that people actually liked it when I DJed, I didn't think I was great or anything. But when people actually like started liking it, like I dropped a mix, I don't know, I think that was in 2015. And then people liked it, and I was just like, okay, maybe I can actually do this. Like, I don't know. And then I got a manager, one of my close friends back then, his name is Kenny. Goes by DJ O3 right now. He's a DJ now. He was my manager at first. And then his dad used to run a club in Lagos. And then we just wanted to test things out. I wasn't even DJing with the turntable, then I was just DJing with the straight laptop and the keyboard. So yeah, it was one December, I think, in Lagos, 2015, I believe, right before I came here. And I just plugged up my laptop to like the aux cord and connected it to the club speakers, and yeah, it was just crazy. And then that's when I actually decided that, yeah, maybe I'll take this for real.
And you have actually DJed for some well-known Afrobeats artists. Who was the first, like, I guess, well-known Afrobeat artist that you ever DJed for? And in what capacity was that? Or what sort of event was that for?
2017 or 2018. Here, I DJed for Corridebilo. Corridebilo was around, and he was doing a show in North Carolina, New York, and Maryland, my school then. So I know this guy called Lilo. Lilo is Corridebilo's really close friend. So I guess he was looking for a DJ to go to those like three states with him. So Lilo hit me up, like he told Corridebilo that, oh, you know, he's a really good DJ, blah, 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 blah. I was young then. I was 17 or 18. Yeah. So, that was like the first person that I did a show before. Then we went to New York, then we went to North Carolina, and then we went to Maryland. And we did a show in my school.
I also saw that recently you had been, and I'm not sure if you were on the tour or you were just DJing for different events that she had going about. I saw you with Tenny. Sort of, how did that work come about of actually doing some DJ work for Tenny?
Tenny, that's my guy. I met Tenny through Lilo as well, which is crazy. Lilo is a pretty connected guy. So I met
he Tenny seems through to Lilo. Be.
Yeah, he's pretty connected. I met Tenny, when did I meet Tenny? Probably maybe first time I met Tenny actually was in 2017 as well. I DJed for her. But I didn't think it wasn't anything serious. It was just one of my guys was doing a show. And then I just DJed her set, and maybe somebody else's set. And Nonso Amadi, if you know Nonso Amadi, I DJed two of them that day. So yeah, that was a long time ago. That was when Tenny was really blowing up, but she didn't really know who I was. She really didn't know who I was. But then maybe like 2 years ago, she came back, and then, well, last year, I think, she was doing a show. And then she was practicing with the band, and the band that I'm part of is called Dafidi, TMC. Dafidi TMC is a music company. So she was practicing for a show, and then we're all in the studio, and I guess she just she just liked my energy. I don't know. She liked my energy. She liked my vibe. And then I was doing a really good job. And Tammy's a really fun person. And then we're just dancing. And like, she was just dancing. Before you know it, she just hit me up one day. And she was like, oh, that I'm going to be following her to all her shows, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's really how it started, honestly.
And how is it working with Tenny as a person, you know, sort of outside of the music?
It's not even professional like that. It's more so, Tenny's a joker. Nothing too serious. Most of the time, we're just chilling. She's usually making music, and then we just like bump heads sometimes, and like maybe like put some ideas together.
Yeah,
that's what we're really doing most of the time. But yeah, working with Tenny is not hard. It's just, she just lets me know when there's a show. I get ready, and then we prepare, like, we get ready right before the show, or like maybe a day or two before the show, do some stuff, and then that's just how it goes. Nothing too great.
What kind of mindset does it require for a DJ to be working with these well-known Afrobeat artists who are also coming from abroad? What kind of mindset does it require for you when you go into doing some work or DJ work for them?
I mean, of course, you gotta be shy. You gotta have some butterflies sometimes, because like, it's like someone like, it's like she's a celebrity. I mean, you can't hide the fact that she's a celebrity, but she's also human. So at the same time, you gotta just have to be yourself. Be down to earth. Don't try to impress nobody. That was my mindset. When I met Tenny at that time, or when I meet these people, I don't honestly think, oh, I'm gonna be their DJ or anything. I honestly just come there, do what I'm supposed to do, and then if they like it, they like it, and they will give you the feedback. I don't try to force anything on any of them. I've also DJed for Flavor, so I DJed for Flavor at a that was last year as well. It was for 80th birthday. See, that kind of event, I didn't have my mindset on, oh, I'm gonna be Flavor's DJ or something like that. It was just more so, oh, Flavor is pulling up, blah 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 blah. I'm gonna be one DJ for him. Just have a good relationship, have a good vibe. That's basically it. If they need you again, they'll hit you up. That's all.
And so what are the challenges of working sort of in this music as well as the Afrobeat industry?
One of the major challenges I faced was I had my own personal gig. Now, you know, I told you I'm busy every weekend. So sometimes, and you know, she's not based. So it's when she's around, I have to drop some things. So I have to drop a few things. And then, yeah, that's one of the challenges I faced, I guess.
During this past summer, every artist swear that they had a song of the summer, that their song was the song of the summer. So I picked three Afrobeat songs that I thought were definitely up there in terms of possibly being songs of the summer for 2021. And I wanted to see what you thought in terms of which one of these three you would classify as the song of the summer. And so the first one is Essence by Wizkid featuring Tems. Of course, that one is up there. And then there is Peru by Fireboy DNL. And then Love Nwantiti by CK. And I don't know if that's actually how you pronounce the last part of that song by CK.
I have given to Wizkid straight up. It's a no-brainer. Yeah, it has to be Wizkid. Just based off the fact that he did it without Justin Bieber, first of all.
Right.
He didn't need Justin Bieber on the song. And then the song has been on the chart way longer than the others. So so that's just it. Those are the main things. He did it by himself, and then it was on the chart way longer. CK comes in second for me, and then Peru comes in third. Yeah.
Got it. And then speaking of Wizkid, if you had to choose between Ojua Legba and No Lele by Wizkid, which one would you choose?
Ojua Legba. That's a national anthem right there. Ojua Legba is a national anthem. Because he's basically talking about where he's from, and you know, growing up in the hood and all that stuff, and you know, from grass to grace, basically. Mm. Yeah, Ojua Legba for sure. No Lele is a big song too.
Yeah, the beginning of No Lele, I think, is one of the best intros to an Afrobeat song that I've ever heard. So I definitely give him that in terms of the intro for it.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I have a few artists, and I want you to pick which ones you would choose over the other. Of course, we have to start with the big two giants, Wizkid or Burna Boy.
Wiz. I find myself listening to more Wizkid, so I gotta say, I love Burna Boy too, but I gotta say,
I will say, I feel like Wizkid definitely released a lot more hits this past summer. Yeah. I mean, this past year than Burna Boy. And then Speaking of sort of the younger crowd, CK or Omale?
Omale. That's my guy. Omale, yeah, straight up. CK is really good, but he doesn't have as many hits as Omale. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. He has, I mean, he probably has more streaming numbers because of
TikTok and everything.
But
yeah.
Yeah, TikTok and all that stuff. But if you look at the whole thing, like the whole broad aspect and Omale brings to the industry and everything, definitely got to go with Omale.
And then what about Tiwa Savage or Yemi Alade?
No brainer, Tiwa Savage. Tiwa Savage.
I mean, can't disrespect Yemi, though. I mean, Yemi has back in the day.
Yeah, for sure. I can't disrespect Yemi at all. But, you know, Tiwa Savage, she's a queen, man. Tiwa Savage is very relevant. Yemi Alade is still relevant.
I agree.
You know, there's a difference there, but yeah, Tiwa Savage.
Definitely agree. And then, of course, you were DJing for her, so I will have to ask, and we'll see which one you pick. Tenny or Simi?
Oh, Tenny. That's what I'm remember. What? No, Brandon. Tenny. Simi is good, too, but Tenny, for sure. I can't even learn. Yeah, Tenny.
And then these last two, some on the younger side, although I think one of them is older than the other one. Ira Starr or Tems?
Ooh. Ira Starr and Tems. I gotta go with Tems. Sure.
Okay.
I love Ira Starr, though. But I gotta go with Tems. I love the way Ira Starr just captured the industry. She came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Basically. That's kudos to her branding. You know, Maven Records, right, where she signed. So yeah, I gotta go with Tems. Yeah, for sure.
I know which one you're going to choose, but I just have to throw it out there. I'm a piano or Afrobeats?
Afrobeats.
Okay.
For sure.
I will say I'm a piano is coming in hot.
Definitely coming in hot, but like, you can't just abandon Afrobeats like that, you feel me?
That is true. And this podcast is about Afrobeats. So, of course, you know where I fly, but definitely I'm a piano is moving mad. It's moving mad in a great way.
Sure. But South African.
For sure. No, I saw somebody on Twitter, they tweeted, and I can't remember who this person was, but they basically said that I'm a piano is the music of Africa, and I cannot disagree with that description.
Yeah, for sure. That's a great description. Right?
Demi, you know, thank you so much for coming on to Afrobanta Beats with Bobby, and you know, I just really enjoyed this conversation, and I think that the audience will hopefully take something from it, especially aspiring DJs or individuals who want to get involved in sort of the industry. And just sort of to leave us off with, what advice would you have for anyone who's interested in sort of getting into the Afrobeats or African music industry at large?
I mean, just do it, man. Just go for it, for real. Because I didn't think I was gonna meet any of these people. I didn't think I was gonna get this chick, for real. But I just did it. I didn't really have a plan or anything. So if you feel like it's Afrobeats is something that you wanna do, just start somewhere. You don't necessarily have to have a plan. Just start somewhere and then things will just start falling into place, for real.
Well, that's great advice. And thank you so much, Demi. That is DJ 3004. You know what? Hopefully, I'll see you soon. See you're coming back to Georgetown campus. And I know we'll work some parties and events before this semester ends for you to DJ.
Sure.
We definitely have to go out with a bang.
No problem, my guy. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much, Debbie.
Yeah.